Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Total, right now, in the lockbox, on a Wednesday before a June 3rd on-air fund drive, $269,432,000. Alan, we blew through the halfway mark in our lockbox challenge.
David, yes, congratulations to you and everybody else on the staff who have been working so hard on this, and to all of the people who put something in, knowing that with everything that's going on in this country, we have got to get through this fund drive and keep going and keep doing what we do best, which is to keep our eye on the ball and what's going on. We have members of Congress who are understandably so frustrated with this president that they say, we want an impeachment movement going right now. And so many people who are disgusted with what's happening are backing those members of Congress. And yet the facts remain that the Senate will not move on this thing. So Nancy Pelosi is right, of course. But I understand the incredible frustration of all of those people who are out there saying, this guy has to go. We have to get rid of him, not understanding or even understanding that the Senate will not move on this. So Pelosi's right, keep the investigations going. Okay, so we're discussing it. Some people believe what I just said, some people don't. What's important is that there is a place that we can talk about it. And I keep circling back to why the money is so important that everybody puts something in. We can't stop. I had a board member yesterday, a wonderful board member, telling me at our annual meeting what we do and how important it is, and just saying, keep going. We're going to keep going, ladies and gentlemen, but it is going to take everybody helping us to get through this thing. And so all you have to do is put something in the lockbox, WAMC.org. Do it now, please. I'm asking you. David's asking you. We're all saying we got to keep the light on. We got to keep this thing going.
WAMC.org. Thank you for whatever you can do. Well, you mentioned Nancy Pelosi, who's meeting with President Trump today face-to-face. As CNN says, the latest twist of many-layered tests of wills. The House Judiciary Committee, of course, and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler yesterday gaveled into an empty witness chair for former White House counsel Don McGahn, of course, who was told by the White House not to appear. And he also subpoenaed former White House officials Hope Hicks and Annie Donaldson to testify before the committee.
Well, we never knew why Hope Hicks left, but she sure left fast in a cloud of dust. Something was going on, obviously, and it would be important for us to know what that is. You know, Nadler is correct. He's a bulldog. He puts his choppers onto the situation, and he stays with it. So you got to give him an awful lot of credit. But he, like Pelosi, like Richie Neal, like so many of the incredible people who are working on this, know they can't make mistakes. The way to beat this guy is at the polls, and we have said it over and over again, and I'm saying it again today. This is going to be an epic struggle, and we all know it. I'm interested in Steven Mnuchin now, David, who said that the Congress can't have the tax information because it's for political purposes. There has now been discovered from the bowels of the IRS, a memo said, you got to give them the data. You got to give them the tax returns. That's what the law says. And Mnuchin is clearly breaking the law. And that is going to come back, and it's going to bite him, too.
What about the issue of the state taxes of President Trump? New York's legislature, from the New York Times this morning, closed a loophole on presidential pardons. Next up, Mr. Trump's taxes. We already heard that Richie Neal from the Ways and Means Committee will not go in that direction, but New York has moved forward on this.
Well, look, New York is one of the most prominent of the anti-Trump states, and New York legislators are representative of the people. So the people call for action, and they give them action. They make the tax returns available in a way, not enough, in my opinion, because they can release them too, but they don't. They say it's up to Richie Neal if he wants to use them as the head of the Ways and Means Committee. What's wrong with their figuring out how to release them one way or the other? In my mind, half a loaf is not as good, and we are approaching a very difficult point in the history of the United States. Are we going to become a totalitarian, fascist-run dictatorship, disobeying the rule of law, or are we going to obey the laws? Because that's what the framers of the Constitution were doing when they put it all together, and we better just remember what it was that was our heritage. Otherwise, we're in real trouble.
And finally, Alan, very interesting interview with the New York Times executive editor, Dean Baquet, who basically said that local newspapers will, most of them, die within the next 5 years.
I think we've always known it. It's happening. New models, the Berkshire Eagle, a local ex-judge gets a bunch of very wealthy people to put some money into it, and it's working. They're covering all the local news. They have hired a lot of people. It's a different model. And you better believe that we had better remodel it. Now you get people like WAMC, they go in, our own Paul Tuthill, speaking from Western Massachusetts in a way that no other news organization does. And I'm telling you that right now, no other. He gets down in the weeds. He covers the news. He does stories that some people might consider boring. Nevertheless, the idea that when you decide whether you're going to spend money on schools, whether you're going to pay a little bit more in taxes in order to have better services, those are the kinds of things that WAMC, by the way, does that no one else does as well on the radio. And certainly we see it falling right now in the newspaper coverage of these events.
And we have a whole region of people that know each other better now because of the news that we bring to you from all over the Northeast and the world. WAMC.org. The on-air fund drive starts Monday, June 3rd. Alan, oh boy.
Here we go again. Now look, folks, we need $500,000 in that lockbox. And if everybody puts a little in with 500,000 listeners, believe me, we'll be whole. You go to WAMC.org. It's so simple. You put a few dollars in and it's done.